So, Stephen, I'm sure you must be deeply frustrated by the way that game ended.
Very much so, especially the commitment of the players today was absolutely first class. And there was a lot of really pleasing aspects in our play today. We showed a real determination to get back into the game and put them under a lot of pressure. And it finally told, you know, with Reda's second goal. And I thought that at that stage that we could go on and potentially win the game. But to lose a goal almost immediately after equalising is hugely disappointing. And it's something that we have to learn from. But there's been so many positives today. And, you know, again, I think people were concerned whether we could create as many opportunities as we did last year or play with the excitement that we did last year. Well, I think we demonstrated that we can today, and I'm really pleased, you know, with many aspects. Of course, football's about winning games, and you know, we certainly have to do that, but there was hugely encouraging signs today.
Were you particularly disappointed with the manner of the winning goal? Pretty simple cross in.
Yeah, of course I was. You know, we got ourselves into the game, and it was probably just a moment of lapse of concentration from us. We allowed the cross in, obviously, too easily, and then it was a typical Hansen header, you know, and really, really disappointing to lose a goal at that stage of the game, especially after fighting so hard to get ourselves back into the game, and in the end having nothing to show for our efforts. But in terms of you know, what we can take from the game, we can take a great deal from the game, and you know, I think on this showing, people should be really encouraged.
Because as you say, the equaliser, I mean, it was coming, wasn't it?
Absolutely, it was coming. And I've just seen the footage as well in the last minute there, and it was a penalty. Absolutely, it was a penalty. You know, John was booked for it, but I've seen the footage, and without doubt, it looks a penalty to me.
What about the penalty that they got? Have you seen that again?
I've not seen that. You know, I would have to look at that again. You know, we obviously gave away a cheap corner at the time that was definitely preventable. But you know, that I have to see the incident again. But certainly, John Flex was a penalty.
Reda Johnson was certainly involved in the game, wasn't he?
You know, I said when we signed him that I think he could become a huge fan's favourite. You know, he wears his heart on his sleeve. He's very committed, you know, very aggressive in both boxes, you know, and he's going to prove to be, I think, a terrific captain for this club. And, you know, two goals on your debut. I said some, I wanted double figures from him this year, and well, it's not a bad start from him.
How tight was the decision on the goalkeeper and Ryan Allsop playing?
Very tight. You know, it was a very tight decision, and it wasn't an easy decision to make. But the one thing I'm going to do this year is, you know, I think it's vitally important that Lee Burge, you know, gets game time as well. So, you know, obviously they'll continue to push each other for the number one jersey, but I think there'll be opportunities in cup games, etc., to gain experience, and I think that's going to be important in the pathway for Lee Burge.
And the wing-back system, as you say, you created chances. Do you feel that worked well?
I'm really pleased with the shape of the team. You know, I'm obviously not pleased that we lost the goals in the fashion that we did, but I'm really pleased with us. You know, I think there's a lot to get excited about. You know, I thought Danny Pugh at times was brilliant today, and really, really pleased with him. So, you know, I'm pleased with a number of things, and if I'd been sitting here after a 2-2 draw, I think we'd have all been very pleased with the performance. I'm just disappointed to lose a goal so late in the game.
Slight shades of last season.
Yes.
We got one and one at the other end. Is that the way it's going to be, do you think, during this season?
I've said that my manager wants to play fast, exciting football, you know, and that will never change. The one area that I do want to you know, tighten up on is our loss of goals. You know, it was a problem for us last year. We've tried to address that by playing a slightly different system, but I don't want to get away from this team that excites people and creates opportunities, and we'll continue to play that style of football.
I know you said that you haven't finished sort of adding to your squad. What are your priorities?
My priorities are another striker and I think a central defender. You know, I think Josh McCoy gave a really good performance today, and I think he's going to fit into the system extremely well. So pleased with him.
John Fleck came off the bench, had quite an influence, didn't he?
He did. You know, I'll be honest on John. John's levels of fitness need to improve. You know, and I've told him that. He's very much aware of that, and we've got standards at this football club that I expect every player to achieve, and John's no different. He's a huge, huge talent and probably our most gifted football player, but he has to reach those standards, and I'm sure over the Sorry, I think I've swallowed a fly there. I'm sure over the coming weeks he will.
This time last season, lost 3-2 to Crawley. There was a lot of doom and gloom around, but you obviously feel that there are reasons to be more bright after a 3-2 defeat today.
Absolutely. You know, I've seen a really good performance today. Exciting football, and I'm very confident that we can have a good season this year.